Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, tonight on Home Time Radio, like every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And every night I'm choosing a different topic, so tonight is no different. So I just want you guys to call me if you're interested in navigating through the world of dating, because that's the topic, how difficult it is sometimes to find the right partner. And my goal for tonight is to help you understand the world of online dating and dating overall. And especially, you know, talking about the key to keep a relationship and what are the golden rules of a successful relationship. But they used to say that dating is difficult in a modern world, but relationship have always been difficult throughout history. I mean, if we think since the dawn of time, men and women have gotten into complicated and convoluted relationships. If you go on Facebook, you usually end up by seeing at everybody's profile when they talk about the relationship that it is complicated. Now, if we think through the dawn of time, you know, what has happened, and I'm going to give you some examples. If you think of King Henry VIII, who had six wives, and two of them, actually, he beheaded. He had several mistresses. If you think of Voltaire, who moved in with his mistress and with her husband and even paid for their home renovation. If you think of Cleopatra, in love with two Roman rulers, from Julius Caesar to Mark Antony, but then she committed suicide. If you think of the Trojan War that was set up by Helen, who ran off with the prince named Paris. So for thousands of years, dating, sex, marriage, romance, divorce, have all been messy affairs. So what is new in the 21st century? Well, our standard might have been higher, and we've been adding online dating, but all in all, relationships are still very complex, can still be very complicated. And they are complicated. And the reason is because finding the right partner is not an easy thing to do. And but it doesn't mean that all relationships are negative. They are designed, you know, relationships are designed to thrive on love, but finding and keeping the right partner is perhaps the biggest challenge. And this comes from somebody who's talking to people for over 30 years who is doing marriage counseling since the 80s. So I'm gonna go through the three of the most important character traits you should seek in a potential partner. Now, the number one, in my opinion, the number one character trait is communication, because communication is everything. Look for a person who can communicate honestly, openly. And one serious red flag is a person who comes on strongly but desperately for days on end. So communication needs to be regular and constant with no excuses. That's the number one thing you should look for, great communication. Number two is compromise. Compromise is a golden ticket. a golden ticket to every happy relationship, because you won't always see eye to eye, even if you're with your soulmate. And if a person is unwilling to compromise, it means you'll have to work twice as hard to keep up the relationship in time. So when you think about communication, you also should think about compromise. And the third one is consistency. In other words, when you talk about relationship, you think about the three big C, the letter C, communication, compromise, and consistency. Consistency is necessary in relationship. The partner you pick will have to be consistent in all areas. In the time they give you, you know, in the effort they put in a relationship, and also in the way they treat you. One element that cannot be missing in a relationship is for somebody to be consistent. We've seen all the time that people can actually just ghost you or walk away from a relationship in the middle of nowhere. Just like that, you know? And that's when the relationship falls apart. But if somebody's consistent, that relationship has the chance to grow, to evolve, and to become something solid and real. Now, before I take your calls, guys, I would want you to invite you one more time to connect on social media with me, because I have a Facebook account. I have around 200,000 followers, and I have another account for 57,000 followers. I have two accounts. One is my fan page, and the other one is my private, the 57,000 one. So you can actually join me on Facebook for all my lives and all this, you know, things that I'm doing. And I'm also excited to talk to you tonight about, and also TikTok. I'm doing Instagram, of course, but I'm doing something that I really believe, that we should learn something interesting. I invite all of you to a course of mine that I'm doing towards the end of September. So it's more than 2 months from now. That is actually a course in numerology. I studied numerology 30 something years ago with a professor from Harvard, was a mathematician, and he was fascinated with the concept of numbers. And I think he wrote a book in the 80s, one of the oldest books on numerology. And I studied with him, and I was fascinated. Other than studying psychology and nutrition and other things, I've learned this many years ago. And I wrote two books, and my new book that's coming is actually called Plus One, The Numerology of Relationship. So I invite you, I personally invite you to this exciting event that is unlike any other. And it's actually called The Magic of Numbers, and the numerology course by me, Dr. Carmen Hara, and you get a diploma certified by an Institute of Metaphysics. And too bad I cannot show you the diploma, but it's really something that gives you the opportunity to practice numerology. It's a three-day course, and every participant becomes a certified numerologist. And you receive an internationally recognized diploma upon completion of the course. And this will open the door for you to practice numerology, whether for fun or a full-time career. I use this in my practice. I always take into consideration the divine code, other than the genetic code, other than the characteristics of the person, and dealing with the human archetype. I always add a little bit of the numerology, because that's the language of the universe. And exactly like we learn the alphabet, we should learn the power of the energy, which is translated in numbers. But because the course is very personalized, seats are limited, so I want you to kind of register today and secure a ticket for you for the end of September. Or you can register anytime. And simply go into my website at carmenhara.com, carmenhara.com, and click on shop at the top of the page. And you will learn about the course. And actually, I tell you that For instance, the course starts on September 29th, which you learn introduction in numerology, the history, the mystery, the methods, the meaning, the significance, the karmic numbers, the lesson from past lives, the influence on your future. On the second day, you learn about, on September 30th, you learn about name, birthday numbers, unlocking your personality, your potential. You learn about life cycle. You learn about human archetype that translate into numbers. You learn about pinnacles. You learn about the analysis of personal years from 1 to 9, relationship numerology, evaluating compatibility, chemistry. On the day, the third day, which is Sunday, October 1st, you learn about your calling, your personal potential, your so-called career numerology. You learn about abundance through numbers, how to attract success and prosperity. You also learn how to apply numerology on everyday life and the summary of key takeaways. So this is a lot to learn. And participating in this course, you will bring you endless benefits. Excuse me. Experience many extraordinary things, and you get this internationally recognized diploma. You get a profound knowledge of numerology, the ability to interpret and apply this information to yourself and others. You can also choose to pay in installment. The whole course is $500. But you pick the option that's suitable. You can pay the next 3 months in installment. But the benefit is amazing. It will prove to be a personal growth milestone for you completing this course. It will provide you the knowledge and the tool to steer the course of your destiny, as well as positively influence your life and the life of others. So I want you to enroll in my numerology course and uplift your life through the magic of numbers, because that's what this is all about. But again, for more information, you can visit my site, carmenhara.com, or contact me at carmenhara@well. I want you to know that you can feel free to ask more about this. Write me an email and I'll give you whatever other information you might need. But for the show today, talking about online dating, I want you to call my producer, Christopher, at 202-570-7057. Now, I'm going to have to take some of your calls because and I also see that Marlene is emailing me. Hi, Marlene. I love you, my dear. And I'm so glad that you email me, texting me, and invite you to my course. I hope you will work with me those 3 days. It's an intense course. I mean, 3 days, you pretty much have to dedicate to morning, night, afternoon to learn all of this. And believe it or not, in 3 days, you're going to learn so much. I know I have a lot of you on right now on call. So my producer is telling me that I have quite a lot of people waiting to speak with me. I'm going to take a very short break. Then I'm going to go to Valerie in California, Catherine in Florida, then to Kim, then to Julia from Romania. Probably I should take her earlier because she's overseas. And then I'll take Leilani. So hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, everybody, and I will take first Julia, then I'm going to go to Valerie, then with Catherine, then with Kim, so you guys hold on the line. So I'm going to go first to Julia because she's calling overseas. I haven't heard from her in a long time. Hi, my lovely Julia. How are you, my dear?
Hey, good evening, Carmen. I hope you're doing well, and it's so good to hear your voice all the time.
I'm doing great. How are you, my love? How's everything with you, and how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, everything is fine here. Related to your topic tonight, I really don't know what to ask you. I agree with everything you say. And I think I didn't experience yet all those three components of a great relationship.
Yeah, it's very important to find the right person for yourself. Because if you're just in something very compromised, very convoluted, very conflictual, you know, or if you're in an abusive relationship or a toxic relationship, that's just nonsense, a waste of time. You should not be in something like that. But a lot of women go into a relationship like this, or they're simply stuck in a relationship that's not getting them anywhere. Or in a transitory relationship, there are... You know, my new book talks about the 7 types of relationships that exist out there. And when the book comes out, I want you to read the chapter on the 7 types of relationship, because that's going to help you understand which one you need and which one you should actually avoid. But is there somebody in your life right now, somebody new? Did you meet anybody?
No, and actually I know you gave me really good advice. You told me I should get out more, I should travel, because nobody's coming through the roof. And this year the energy is different also, because I don't have any professional activity yet, so I didn't plan anything for the summer.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have anybody new yet, and I hope this time I will not make the same mistakes I did in the past. I will be more...
Well, if you learn in life, if you learn your lesson, then you're moving forward. If you don't learn your lesson, you got stuck in the lesson. And then that's one of the reasons when people keep on bringing in the same situation, because they've never learned anything from the previous one. And I think that's what's been going on for a lot of people. Who complain, oh, I'm me the same alcoholic, the same cheater, the same, why am I attracting the same situation? Because your previous lesson was never learned. So you create the similar circumstances. It's as simple as that. But for instance, in your case, when you say I haven't met anybody, it means that you are ready to bring somebody in. But free yourself from the past. Make a list of all the things that you didn't like, all the things that were concerning you about the person that you brought in your life, and make a list of the person you want to bring into your life. Write it down, write it down. Try to imagine, visualization is essential in bringing somebody in. You just close your eyes and see the type of the person you want to be in your life, how he looks, the personality traits, the physical characteristic, the way he will express himself. And believe it or not, reality reflects what the mind projects. And if the mind projects something in a vision, in an image, you know, in defining the characteristic of someone, that's the person who's going to come into your life. Don't go by whatever's going to happen. Try to create an imprint. Try to project that, and you're going to see how that specific situation will manifest into your life.
I have this list already somewhere, but I don't do so much visualization. That's true.
Well, you need to work more on that list. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make that become a reality. So if you have it and don't work on it, you're not projecting it. Mm-hmm. You don't put enough energy in the universe to make that happen. That may be because you don't trust enough. You may not trust yourself enough. You might not have enough confidence in the process.
Yeah.
But if the moment you're gonna start believing, you sound a little bit down to me today. I may be wrong, but that's the way perceive your emotion and your energy. Is there a specific reason why you feel this way?
Yeah, because it's like nothing is working. I turned 33 in one day, and it's like I didn't expect myself to be here 3 years ago. So,
But you have to ask yourself why. Why is that? Where did you get stuck? Which happens all the time. You can get stuck in something, you know? Right.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate
okay,
and
beautiful. I love you.
Speak next time.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. I'll go to. It feels like I was not able to help Julia tonight. I don't know why, but that's the feeling I have. I have a feeling of sadness, and it makes me upset to see that somebody is not exactly happy. You know, I want people to always enjoy every moment of their life because life is so precious, and never be sad or never be upset. But I know that's not possible. But I'm gonna go to Valerie. Hi, Valerie. How are you, my beautiful?
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, my love.
Hi. I want to see if you see someone reaching out to me for a job or how I can increase my finances.
Okay. For how long you are without a job?
Oh, a very long time.
A very long time means 1 year, 2 years? How long?
Oh, no. Probably over 5.
5 years?
Yeah, over 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's a very long time.
Yeah, I was in healthcare, and
Can you go back to healthcare?
I would like to do that.
Because there's no way you're not going to get a job in healthcare in the world today. Impossible.
Well, I was in a specialized field. And and with all the changes and everything that went on with the, you know, pandemic and everything, things have turned around now. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking back at that now since things have changed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel your next job is still in this field. All right. It's interesting. I have a name in my head, a Mike, something like that, a man that can give you a job, but in the healthcare system.
Okay.
And I think you should take it. And I feel it can come anytime by August, September. So that's going to happen pretty soon.
Now, is this from somebody that I already know or from a place that I've already worked? Because I've worked several different places.
You worked associated with the place. It feels like... did you also send any resumes or anything anywhere?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I was just thinking maybe perhaps the people that I used to be around.
But did you reach out to any of the people you've been around? Did you reach out to any?
I was thinking about reaching out to some people, but they're kind of the thing is the commute is a lot, and that's why I'm kind of hesitant. Yeah,
I still think that this is in connection with a place that is. Similar with the place you've been working, something like that. It's just a feeling I have. that is not necessarily the place you've been working before, but is affiliated with the place you've been working before.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this is a Bob, you said? Someone, a male?
This is a male figure, middle age, who will offer you a position. I don't know if this is somebody in charge, you know, the human resources, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I get a lot of offers for travel assignments, but I don't want to travel right now.
No, I don't think that's traveling. No, this is not traveling. No.
Yeah, those are temporary positions in travel, and I kind of don't want to do
that. I don't think this is a, I don't see this position have anything to do with travel. Right.
Okay, so it's local. It would be local
right,
to me instead of me having to. Okay.
It's local. It feels like it can be a center. I don't think it's necessarily a hospital. It looks more like a center. Sorry?
Yeah, that would be great. A center would be nice, a healthcare center. Yeah.
A healthcare center. I even see the building. And it has a number 2238 on it. It's crazy. Yeah.
2238. Okay.
Yeah, there's something related to those numbers. And I picture you going there, and even the man I see is a man 30-something years old, up around 40, around that age group. And he's with a big forehead. It's somebody with an M name. So I have in my mind all kinds of answers to you about how you're going to, how good this is going to work for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work very well.
Will it be like a part-time position?
They can offer you a full-time position. It's up to you if you want to go for part-time.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely working more 4 or 5 days a week, you know?
Right. Do you know how that contact is going to come about?
I feel somebody gives this person your contact.
Okay.
But is an older lady giving you this contact to this man? Does anybody know you're looking for a job between your friends or anyone else?
Not at the moment, no.
Can you spread the news that you're looking for a job like this? Talking to the people you've been working before or letting them know that you are willing to take a job like this?
Right, yes, I will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's the feeling I have, yeah.
Okay, and by August, September.
Yeah, you will definitely be working in the center. A lot of windows, a lot of glass. It's like a new type of building. This building with a lot of window, big windows.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's like a relatively new type of building.
Right. Okay. And it's local to me. It's like within the 30-mile
Yeah, it's
radius.
Not far from you. Not probably, yeah. Probably 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Very accessible, easy to do.
Oh,
think of whatever places are in your area like this.
Okay.
Okay, my Valerie.
All right, thank you, Carmen.
I love you, sweetie. Absolutely.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, my angel. I'm going to go to Catherine. Hi, my lovely Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good to hear your voice. How do
good
you like our heat? The weather in Florida is so
hot.
Oh
my goodness. It is so hot.
Isn't
so
that
hot.
Crazy? I couldn't even get
there was
out
some
of my
rain
house
today.
Today.
So, yeah. Well, a little bit of rain is good.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I know you're talking
Catherine.
Yeah, I know you're talking about relationships tonight.
Right.
Kind of wondering like my relationship with money, because I'm self-employed and I always have an issue with billing. Like I procrastinate with that.
Right.
And I think I undersell myself. Like I always think I'm going to overcharge someone or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it stems from a past life that I am just so hesitant with.
Definitely. It's an imprint in your brain.
Right. How can I overcome that so I'm not, you know, so I'm more efficient and effective with that?
You know, when there's an imprint, it's a lot of work because you have to break through the pattern of behavior, you know?
Right. Okay.
That is something that needs to be done by you working intensely, you know, to rewire the brain and breaking
okay.
through and achieving something that you really want, that you feel like is unattainable, that you can get it. Do you feel this way?
Yeah, no, sometimes I think things are out of reach, you know. So,
right,
like,
exactly.
I do try to work on that,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. And
but
do you see
that's
any...
That's something that you need to rewire the mind into the idea that, hey, I can actually, you know, achieve all of the things. I can develop a different relationship with money, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And do you see any job opportunities coming for me?
Right. I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I
is it in the same
two
field?
Two different job opportunities. You know what I mean? Two different job opportunities. You know.
Okay. Is it in the same field? I do design.
Yeah, it's in that field. I think that field is very good for you. You know what I mean?
Okay,
right.
All right. And do you know when those opportunities might be coming?
I feel like till September, you're definitely going to get them, you know? Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, well, thank you so much, Carmen.
So
I appreciate it.
Please don't worry about it, but do your inner work, you know, to do everything and all the rituals that you can take to bring money in, you know?
Right. Okay.
You want to do that. You want to bring the money in, yeah.
Okay.
And I can promise you, you know, you need, there's a special bracelet that attracts money. Send me your address. I'll send you one as a gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want you to wear it, and you might see the financial energy might change as a result of this.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Carmen.
So just send me your address in a text, and that's it. All right, Mel.
Okay.
I love
wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank
that's very
so much
kind
for...
of you.
Okay, absolutely. My greatest pleasure. All right, my love. I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to take a short break, and then I think I have, I still have Leilani, I still have Kim, and I'll take their calls in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Back, Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. I want to talk a little bit before I take some more calls on my advice on online dating and in-person dating, because dating online is like a new and tempting invention of the modern world, and virtual dating can broaden your possibilities, but you can also get lost in too many possibilities. So having so many choices may or may not be a good thing. So it can be counterproductive to commitment if you feel like you have too many options and can't focus on one. And you can also feel like it interferes with the things that you're destined and the people you are meant to meet. So before you begin to look through photos of all kinds of people, you know, make sure what you're putting yourself out there. So you have to put yourself in the best light possible to attract a well-intentioned, a stable person. There's a lot of people out there who don't actually want to commit. So the golden rule in dating is that is you receive what the energy you put out. So this means it's important how you portray yourself to a potential partner, what kind of photos you are uploading, what language are you using, how you speak about yourself, how you disclose things about yourself. So psychologically speaking, these are usually the things you the most proud of. So there are many sides to every person, you know. There are no necessarily right or wrong, but it depends what you need to attract when it comes to online dating. And the first dates, you know, are important to create excitement and attraction. But you have to question yourself. What does the ideal relationship look like for you? How do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself 5 years from one? So what are your top three values in life? Well, it comes to answer a question about yourself. It's okay to be honest. You can admit why your former relationship failed. So it's interesting. What are the lessons you've learned so far about love? You know, some people have no experience. Some people have a lot of experience, have been through a marriage, a divorce, and so on and so forth. So you need to be kind of very, very honest to yourself. And online dating is a highly useful tool, but it should not be the only source. So you have to explore options and don't limit yourself to one means of meeting the right person. So be selective about whom you give your time to and agree to meet only people who you feel strongly connected. That's my advice. Don't meet just anybody out there. You have to come to know a person online to a certain point, but true connection are always face-to-face, in my opinion. At some time, I had once a client who told me she's dating this person for a long time, but she can't see them for in person ever, but they're in a relationship. So I personally don't understand this kind of a situation. But you can come to know a person, as I said, but face-to-face. So I encourage you to practice common sense and apply the principle of quality over quantity when it comes to the online dating. So that's very, very important. Also, the golden rules of any relationship are very, very significant to take into consideration. Like, for instance, one of the golden rule is to communicate properly. The problem is that many times, you know, we don't know how to communicate. The wrong way to communicate is bombarding your partner with your problems the moment he walks through the door. The right way is waiting until he unwinds, and then you gently bring up a subject with a genuine concern. So you will get to cover all the crucial points, you know, but the most important it is to listen to what he has to say. Don't jump from subject to subject. Don't be aggressive in the communication. Don't accuse, don't interrogate. So this is where people make, that's why I said communication is essential. Make sure your partner's emotions are settled and steady for embarking on a subject that you're keen to discuss, and make sure yours are too. You may want to get things off your chest right now, but you have to respect your partner's time in the conversation, and otherwise things are not going to turn your way. You have to know when to have the serious talk, and you have to know when to wait. So that's why this is so significant. At the same time, you know, in a relationship, you always have to use a little bit of an adventure. Stay away from the routine, the same old, you know. Because, you know, things when they become too boring, you know, then you start going to the same restaurant, doing the same thing over and over, even when it comes to the sex part. Because sex is a big part of any relationship. You always have, you know, to maintain your appeal. You always have to look for finding new places that you experience and improving everything. And in relationship, you have to simplify. Don't complicate. We often forget that in love, simplicity is everything. Simplicity. Simplicity, simplicity, that's what I recommend. We want to build an empire, but, you know, if we return to simplicity, everything becomes possible. If we make things too complicated, things become difficult. And one of the major golden rule of a relationship is me, not we. The ego is the most destructive force in a relationship. It tears down the human bond because it favors me and neglects the we. For the sake of our relationship, let your pride guard down. Take nothing personal. Even if your partner does something wrong, recognize that we may have personal issues that you know nothing about, but realize that in relationship, everything is sacrifice, endurance, and as I said, sometimes compromise. Hold your partner close to your heart as you hold your own ego, and you'll succeed in holding a healthy long-term relationship. Another golden rule, be strong, not weak. You have the choice to focus on your partner's strength and not on his weaknesses. To build him up and not to tear him down is very important in a relationship. Sometimes we criticize our partner, we put him down, but I want you to be aware of this. Refrain from speaking negatively about your significant other. A lot of us, we just talk nonsense about our partner with our friends. We should never do that. Be always grateful to your partner. Tolerate his defects as you tolerate your own. Nurture the person who stood by you. He's more sensitive than you know. So tell all the time, I'm proud of you, because that can light up your partner's entire day. So these are golden rules, as I said. Another one is don't live in the past, live in the present. Living outside the time disempowers you. Living in the now endows you the strength. When you give up expectation, there are disadvantages. You start to live in the present and treasure the time you spend with your partner. You no longer worry about what he has to do and how he has to change according to you, because you become more accepting your differences. So this is so significant to understand. When you embrace the present, you focus on making the best of whatever situation you faced in the moment. You harness the full might of your power and the resources you've given. When you find your thoughts drifting to what you could have been and what might have been, stop them and return to the present. Center yourself by taking deep breath. Take note of the date and time. You and your loved one exist now, not at any point in the past. So developing a healthy relationship with time grants you the peace of mind. Another thing is intimacy, not influence. Keep your relationship exclusive and guard your privacy. And also reality. You need reality. The love we know we deserve sometimes differs from the love we actually receive. Why is that? Because part of the reason is that people are far from perfect. When they won't always give us what we want, they give us what we can. And no one else is capable of extending unconditional love, patience, and tolerance. While you should never lower your expectation or settle for less than what you deserve, you should acknowledge your partner's limitation and recognize the true capacity. Maybe he's already giving you everything he can, so accept that. And in a relationship, everything is evolution. People are constantly changing. So be aware that in case of a physical change, you may notice or may not notice, but a compliment is very welcome, and acknowledge that progress requires conscious desire to change. So the most powerful way to facilitate change is changing yourself, and you indirectly can facilitate change in your partner. Understand what action you need to take to improve the dynamic between you. So ask yourself, is my relationship evolving or only changing? A relationship should not only shift, but shift positively over time as both partners work to break through challenges. So I'm just giving you some golden rules of relationship, and I'm going to go and take Kim, and then I'm going to take Pauline. So hi, dear Kim. How are you, my dear?
Hey, Carmen, how are you? It was great listening to your show tonight. It really hit spot on with so much you said, and it's so true.
Thank you. How are you, my Kim? How can I help?
So, okay, I have a big dilemma here. I'm a personal assistant, and I work for this woman for 2 years, a beautiful woman, and I watch her dog. I have doggy doors, and 11 days ago, okay, I woke up, and her dog must have went out of the doggy door, and he's gone. It's been 11 days, and he's gone. And right now, my job is on the line, and this dog is so skittish. I don't know. Was he stolen? Am I going to get him back? Like, it's bizarre. He had an air tag. He had everything on him, a microchip. It's just like vanished. It's the strangest thing, and he's not.
But if he has a microchip, they were not able to locate him.
No, it's not. It's not a GPS. It's not a GPS.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's just if they find him, they can scan him and find the owner. It's just, we have spent days of flyers and yard signs and social media and handing out mailboxes, and like I feel so all this pressure on my shoulders that. Like, I didn't lose the lady's dog, but I feel responsible. It's awful. And then my dog dies on July 4th. It's been not a good dog week. But
oh, my God.
What is going on? Was the dog taken?
A white dog?
Yes.
Yeah, I see him being taken by somebody.
Jeez. Is he anywhere? Am I going to find him?
The dog had anything, any phone number, tag or something?
It's got an air tag. If you go next to an Apple phone, 30 feet, yes. And it's been tagged once and not anything for 10 days, which is strange because there's Apple everywhere. And then he's got a collar, and then he's got a microchip. So he's fully loaded with identity. And the dog, and then he's a Yorkie. So he's got, everybody, he's got a lot of cousins out there, and we get a lot of phone calls, and I don't know. Like, you think he was taken?
Yeah, man took it in a truck.
Really?
Yeah. An older man. That's what I, this is a message that I have.
Like, took him out of my own yard? Or what, did he, was he, like, was he on the loose?
No, he got out of the yard.
So he was out, he was on the, he was, so he was on, he got out of the yard and then some man picked him up.
Right, yeah.
Is he close to my house? Will I find him?
Not that close to your home. And yet I have a very weird feeling that you're going to find him.
You do?
Yeah, I have a weird feeling, yeah.
Like how? I'm weak. I have nothing left. I feel terrible. Mm.
I know I am like devastated for you because I love dogs. I love dogs. Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, where is this dog?
I feel this man. I see this man clearly. I see the truck. This
is
the dog
old,
in the
young?
Truck. An older man. He's not young. No. No, he lives
so he
by
knows,
himself.
So he knows that he's. Does he steal dogs for a reason? Like, I mean.
I don't think he really wanted to steal. I think he just saw the dog. You know, the dog was running and he just took the dog, and that's very wrong. But people do stuff like that, you know?
Do you have any time frame of when we might get him back?
I still have a feeling that you might get him back, yeah. Let's talk in a day or two. Let's focus on that and let's try to make this happen, you know?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, you have to, you need help here. You should have...
I'm broken right now and I haven't even breathed
my other dog.
Because I'm like, my boss now, she put my salary on hold because she's gone crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I understand. It's a dog. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have three, but I'm
right.
Like, and then at the end of this, I want to know, am I fired? Because right now, I only have 20 hours worth of work, and I need another job. I just bought that house, and I'm like, now I'm upset, I'm scared, pay my bills.
You need to find the dog so that this is going to be good for the dog, good for everybody, you know?
Oh my God. I mean, I will live with this on my conscience forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's pray that you're going to find the dog and let's keep in touch and let's see. Okay, my love, that's all I can say.
Can I just ask you one question? Do you think I'm going to lose my job over this? Or do you see me finding another job anytime soon?
I think like you're not going to really lose the job because I think if you find the dog, then everything is going to be okay, you know?
And you're thinking maybe 1 or 2 days?
Yeah, this should be this way.
Do you think the guy's going to turn it in? Or do you, any idea of how?
I think the man might realize that the dog actually, who the dog belongs, you know? And he might also acknowledge he cannot actually keep the dog.
Yeah. Well, this is good news. I mean, I called animal control and he's not dead. Apparently, the microchip.
No, he's not. No. The dog is not dead. No.
Do you think we might retrieve it in a couple of days and then basically...
I feel like this can be done. I have a very strong feeling, like 70%.
Okay. And then my job will be safe? Should I look for another job or no?
Your priority is find this dog.
No, I know, but if I'm fired, I need to also look for another job, too.
Yeah. Right.
You think I need to look for another job?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Not right now. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Carmen. Have a great night.
Okay, my love. Okay, sweetie.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, so I'm going to go to Pauline. Hi, Pauline. I don't have a lot of time, but how are you, my love?
No problem. She really needed the help, but you know what? She's got to stop panicking because she's going to push any energy that she needs to focus on the dog coming back to her. Stop feeling guilty. Try to forgive yourself. You didn't do it on purpose. And if you're going to panic and think about you losing the job, you're just going to create that. So this is a very powerful time. Do not use any of that negativity or any kind of guilt. You got to raise your vibration. Think of the dog returning, the man feeling bad. He wanted, he's just helping the dog. And he was trying to figure out how to return the dog to you, and you'll get the dog back. And I don't know, you don't have to, come up with exactly how you want it to turn out, but she'll be okay as long as she doesn't panic anymore. She's got it. I know she had to feel like she had to let it out, but she can't keep doing that. And she can't keep running it through her mind because I know I create my own stuff when I get, like crazy like that. So I was I didn't care if you didn't call on me because I know she needed your help. It's not a big deal. And I didn't even get to listen to the show. I had trouble getting on and it was so busy. So I said, maybe a lot of people called in.
Busy. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I guess I said, maybe I should go listen to it again and then I'll hear it. And I could ask the question next time, right? if I have a question.
All right.
Thank you.
Everybody, I love you. I love you, Leilani. All of you. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. I'll be with you soon. And all my love and gratitude for all this time you guys have been listening to my show. Thank you.